772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You know, you ever, when you was, my brother, one of my brothers, whenever he's about to get a whooping, it never worked. It never worked. When whooping time came, it was whooping time. We used to say, man, just forget it, man. Come on, just take it. Let's get it over with. Man, it never worked. You know, we have to grow up. The times are demanding it. Evil and evil men are waxing worse. Just listen to the news. The heinous things that are coming up on the face of the earth, from entertainment to politics to government. Thank God there are people in these arenas that God has that's positioned to fight, that's given us a space of time. Can I get Psalm 119:67 one more time? I just want to read this again so you get this ingrained in your mind and write it down and go home and read it and put it up on your refrigerator. It is good that you have been afflicted. Before I was afflicted. In other words, God allowed some affliction to get your attention. You didn't think you was moving in pride till God let something shake you, get your attention. You didn't think you were moving in arrogance. You didn't think you were moving in this. You thought you were all right until God allowed something. Tell somebody, thank God. See, it's the wicked that he leaves to himself, to themselves. But the righteous, he will chasten, he will correct, he will reprove. And we have to get down off of our high horse and allow. Happy is the man the Lord chastens. That sounds like did they call it an oxymoron? Happy. Whoever was happy to get a whooping. It wasn't a whooping. No chastening for the present is joyous. This is where we have to be grown up. No chastening for the present is joyous, but grievous. You know, during the time of chastening, you kick yourself. Why did I allow that to happen? Lord, why did you let this happen? You know, you go through all that, you know, the whole cycle, because it's negative. It's messing with you. You ain't yourself. You know, you're uncomfortable. You're not feeling good about yourself. Your spirit vexed. You mad. You don't have no joy. You can't find him. You went to the left. You couldn't see him. You couldn't see him. Where you at, Lord? Open the word and it's like Greek to you. For real. Or you're grappling with pain or, you know, relationship. It is good. Now, if you will allow him to, he'll raise you up in the midst of that. You see, that's that negative. With all the positive that surrounds it and connects to it, that's going to bring power into your life. It is good that I have been afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Psalm 17 and verse number 3. Let's go there. And we're talking about the spirit of the overcomer. He will mold and shape and fashion you. Verse 1. So let's go to Psalm 17 verse 1. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer. That goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eye behold the things that are equal. Verse 3. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. The psalmist says, Lord, you have proved me. You have visited me in the night. You have proved me An interesting word there, the word proved. You have proved me. It's, in that context, is a Hebrew word, Bachan, B-A-C-H-A-N, Bachan. It means to try, to prove, to test. It means to examine. It means to search out, purify, to watch. Now, let me give you this. It's an investigation to determine the essential qualities of an object, especially integrity. Give me that verse back up, 17:3. Thou hast proved my heart. Is your heart where your mouth is? I don't mean that in a cynical sense. Integrity means that, let me say it this way, what you see is what you get. Integrity. It means what's on the inside is what you see on the outside. It's not a masquerade. It's not theatrics. It's not you see one thing, but inside it's totally different. No, integrity. It says that God has proved. Can we get it again? Thou hast proved my heart. You visit me in the night. You've tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. You have tried my heart. You have proved my heart. I'm purposed that my mouth won't transgress. Let me give you that definition again of proved. To test, to try, to examine, to search out, to purify, to watch. It's an investigation to determine the essential qualities of the object, especially integrity. So whenever affliction comes or our heart is being tried, it's an investigation. God's investigating you. See, some will have a shout on payday. Can I say it that way? Amen. But should something happen with payday, ain't no shout. Ain't no attendance. You don't see them. God's investigating. That's kind of out of character. That's out of character. And see, that's what God is watching. How do you recover from stuff? He's proven my heart. And my mouth won't transgress. Even though I want some hands of compression, I got to stay with the compassion. That's what that affliction, that's what that pressure is doing. You won't have power. You'll never get off the runway till you pass some of these tests. You got all the positive. You blessed. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. But how have you dealt with the affliction? How have you dealt with the opposition? There's where the power lies. You know, anyone that is in ministry knows that anointing is wrought, a good portion of it, the majority of it is wrought through sufferings. You know, I'm not talking about putting up with stuff. I'm talking about suffering. You know, a lot of people, anybody can put up with something. I got to put up with this. No, but suffering, patience means you get up under it. You know, your demeanor don't change. You're still kind. See, love can suffer long and it stays kind. It might hurt on the inside. You may go home and cry, but you come back and you're still kind. And it ain't that you're afraid of the person. No, you holding on to God. God, I got to pass this test. I got to get beyond where I'm at. I need more power. We want the Holy Ghost to fall on us. No, he got to come up out of us. My heart has to be proven and my mouth can't transgress. Amen. Tell somebody that's the real deal. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where it's outworked. And a lot of folks look like zombies when they're getting worked on. They're lost. Don't come to church. But the psalmist said, it's good that I have been afflicted. See, he grasped hold of. See, Job had his, be careful who your friends are. Especially if they're so-called. I mean, some we have friends, but, you know, sometimes they're so-called friends. And they're not really friends. Job, I think, could have handled it a whole lot better until his friends showed up. When his three friends showed up, they sat with him for 7 days. No one said a word. They just looked, they just gazed at him. Who needs friends like that? Yeah, go look, hey, I'll handle this myself here. I don't need you talking about me while I'm going. Job, surely you had to do something for this. God just don't, you know, in essence, all through the book of Job, they're coming at him. Job's having to try to defend his integrity. And then his wife even came at him. It's interesting because the moment she came at him, you don't hear about her no more. No more. And you don't. She's out of the book. Gone. And his three so-called friends, they had to have Job pray for him. Do you know how to go through? You know, every message in the kingdom or in the gospel is not positive. It's real. And it takes, you know, little children, you're not going to try to, you know, bring into all kind of realities. Right? No, you're going to protect them. Their little world. All they know is good stuff. Warmth, you know, light, warm baths, you know. But when they get of age, you know, when they need to know some things. They need to know about what's out there. Amen? Well, so it is in our walk with God. And let me go back to what I said in the beginning. Some of us need to, if we hadn't taken those training wheels off yet, we need to start practicing more. Until we can adjust them training wheels and take those training wheels off and start riding. As God proves your heart, he's investigating you. See, what is God investigating? The Lord showed me this a long time ago, and I never, ever forgot it. He said, when you're going through, and I'm investigating, I'm not there to criticize you or to judge you. I'm looking to see what you have after you've gone through that I can bless.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.